Audio point 14, Baptist Church and the End. On this site stood the Baptist Church. Life around the collieries would have been very harsh. Housing conditions were poor and the work was dangerous. Religion was important for many miners who often joined nonconformist organisations. The Baptist Church here was built in 1909 and provided a focus for much of the community's social as well as religious life. Edward Hilditch.
The Baptist Chapel was opened in 1909 by William Lever, who later became Lord Leverhulme. He had founded Port Sunlight and supported a number of nonconformist churches in the area. The Baptist Church continued until 1925, when the minister decided that the days of the colliery were limited, and so the congregation moved to Bushell Road in Leicester.
Today, along with the rest of the area's coal mining past, the families, the buildings, the shafts, tunnels, winding gear, and coal dust, there is little evidence that it was ever here at all. We hope that you have enjoyed this audio trail. If you are interested in further information on mining in the area, the research by Anthony Anakin Smith and Ian Norris on the Neston Collieries, along with information in several books, is held at Neston Library. There are other audio trails exploring Neston and Parkgate available for download from the website www.neston.org.uk.